A federal jury in Louisville, Kentucky, has found former Louisville Metro Police Department LMPD officer Brett Hankison guilty of violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights during a botched drug raid on March 13, 2020. The 46-year-old ex-officer was convicted of one count of civil rights abuse for firing 5 shots through a covered bedroom window in what prosecutors described as an attempt to kill. The Department of Justice, DOJ, stated that Hankison's actions lacked a lawful objective justifying the use of deadly force. However, the jury acquitted him of charges related to endangering Taylor's neighbors when he fired additional shots through a sliding glass door. The incident began when LMPD detectives executed a search warrant at Taylor's apartment shortly after midnight. After receiving no response to their announcement, they forcibly entered the premises. Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, fired a shot from his legally owned handgun, striking one officer. 2 officers returned fire, fatally wounding Taylor. Hankison, who had been with the LMPD for 17 years, deviated from the doorway and fired blindly into the apartment complex. Fellow law enforcement officers testified that his actions violated department training and established principles of policing. The other officers involved in the raid, John Mattingly and Miles Cosgrove, were not charged in Taylor's death, as prosecutors deemed their actions justified in response to Walker's initial shot. The case sparked controversy and led to the passage of Breonna's Law in Kentucky, which prohibits the use of no-knock warrants. The LMPD stated that it respects the jury's verdict and pledged to strive to continuously improve. Hankison's sentencing is scheduled for March 12th, 2025. The DOJ also revealed that 2 other officers faced charges related to falsifying the affidavit that led to the fatal search, while a 3rd has admitted to conspiracy in the same matter. The incident generated widespread public attention and debate, with some misinformation circulating about the circumstances of Taylor's death. Reports clarified that the LMPD had obtained search warrants for the raid, contrary to some claims suggesting otherwise.